How do you rebound from the game last week? You were not happy with it.
Yeah, clearly we haven't been happy in the last 2 months. You know, we hadn't had an opportunity to get a win the way we wanted to. And like I said, I feel there's our team, including myself, that we was kind of pressing on plays, you know, trying to make sure we be too perfect and, you know, I just relaxing and just playing football. So, you know, going to the last week of the season, you know, still a lot to play for us, your mindset and trying to go out on the right note. So, you know, we're going to come out and compete and do everything we can in preparation and just try to get back to doing the basics. You know, as Coach talked about this morning, getting back to our fundamentals and not try to press and not try to force the game, but just try to let the game come to us.
Jason, on Sunday you said that you were kind of disappointed in, you know, the way you've let things get to you lately.
Yeah.
Where's your head at heading into the finale?
Well, today I'm good. You know, yesterday I was pretty down, you know, pretty beat just because I've been used to winning. And like I said, it's, you know, we got guys on this team that want to win so hard, want to win so bad. And, you know, sometimes you can let things get to you emotionally and physically when you feel like, you know, we're always so close. And then, you know, but at the same time, you know, just talking to my family and talking to, you know, Coach, you know, just relax. You know, relax. Don't try to put too much, you know, into it like that. Just go out and play the game and have fun and beat yourself up and just control the things that you can.
Has that always been, I don't want to say a problem, but has that always been something that you've had to deal with, that you take it kind of hard and maybe force stuff?
Yeah, I think I take things a little bit too hard at times. A lot of it just have to be from the pressure, just want to be so successful and reach the expectations that you have for yourself. You know, I set high expectations when I got a chance to play, and you know, some games you lived up to it and some games you didn't. And in the games you didn't, you know, it could have been the other way around, you know, just based off a few plays here and there, you know, not trying to press the issue. But like I said, you know, it's all a process. And, you know, overall, you know, I'm happy in some things, but overall, you know, you're disappointed in a lot of things. You know, you like to have a lot more wins.
Sorry. When you say press, it sounds a little unusual because it's almost like you guys have nothing to lose.
Yeah, you say that, but at the same time, you know, anytime that you, you know, put expectations for yourself, or we have expectations as a team, and like I said, we've been so close in so many games where we've been right there, and to not win them, you know, even though you don't have anything to lose, it's the inside of you that wants to win. You know, no matter what you're doing. If I'm outside playing basketball games or pickup games, you know, you want to win. You know, if you're a competitive person, you know, a person that's not competitive would just let it just fly right off the roof and just like, I don't care. You know, but we don't have those type of guys on this team. You know, we have guys that, you know, just want to win, and they're still fighting. Man, you know, I give us credit.
It seems like a guy who's been in the league 9 years wouldn't take it that way. Or wouldn't, as you just said, but put too much on yourself that you would learn.
That's just because of everything I've been through, you know. That probably plays a lot into it. You know, the fact that, you know, you want to kind of prove that you still, you know, kind of belong. And at the same time, when those games doesn't happen the way you know, they could have happened, you know, you kind of put too much pressure on yourself. But at the same time, I have high goals. You know, my goal wasn't just to get to the National Football League and play 3, 4, 5 years or just be a quarterback. You know, it was to, you know, make the most out of it and do the best that I can so that when it's time for me to retire or time to move on, then you can know that you did your best. And regardless of the situations, a lot of things you couldn't control, but you didn't just give up in any aspect.
Do you feel like maybe that really added to it a lot this year, that, you know, these chances are few and far between, they're hard to come by, and this was your chance to really go out and finish?
Yeah, they're very hard to come by. You know, talking to my dad last night, you know, he was like, hey, you need to, you know, sound a little bit more enthused. And I told him, I said, well, you know, it kind of hurts when you look at the opportunities that's been there. And like I said, to have opportunity to win some of these games, some of these tough games, and to really help a franchise out to get turned around, and, you know, for us still not to be winning. And at the same time, you know, some of my games I played up to my ability, and some of the games that, you know, I had a couple mistakes. So, you know, it's been tough in that aspect because I wanted to take advantage of the full opportunity that presented itself.
Heading into the Bears game, you said you didn't feel like you were playing for your future. Has that changed?
I said, what's going to happen is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Whether, you know, I'm here or anywhere else or mentoring or playing, you know, what's going to happen is going to be. That aspect I can't worry about. You know, that's, you know, you can't dictate your future or what's your destiny. You know, that's out of my control.
But still, do you think the way the last couple of games have gone, that your future here might be more uncertain than it was?
I don't know. You know, that's up to, you know, to the GMs and the coaching staff, you know, based on the circumstances that we've been presented. You know, like I said, myself, I just want to, you know, whatever it is, this week just finish on a high note and, you know, just go into the off season, you know, feeling good or, you know, at least get a win, you know, here going into the off season, you know, not feeling, you know, bitter or bad about some things.
Jason, over the years, do you, you know, has this ever, I mean, when you think of a quarterback, a starting quarterback, mm-hmm. you think of projecting that image of confidence and we're going to mm-hmm. go out and win at all costs. And, I mean, have you ever had this thing before where you sort of struggled to project that image of, hey, we're gonna win this game?
Hey, like I said, going into our meetings today, you know, our whole goal is to go out this weekend, have fun, cut it loose, and do everything in our power to win the game. And that haven't changed in that aspect. And like I said, it's Christmas time. It's time to be jolly, you know, not solly. And you know, it's time to smile and not frown. We don't need any grinches. So, you know, it's time for us to just go out, just have fun, cut it loose, and fix the things we need to fix in the offseason to come back next year. Like I said before, there's been a Carolina team that was similar last season. This season, they're rolling. They started off 1-3, and they gotten hot. And it's the same group of guys they pretty much had a year ago, but they went through those battles, and they was battle-tested. So, you know, to look at a lot of our games and say, hey, we was right there against really good teams, and we just wasn't able to finish the job, goes to show that we've come a long ways as a team. It just hasn't shown up in the win-loss column, but we have come a long ways.
Do you have a sense whether or not you'll be there next
year? I have no idea. You know, like I say, I just go out and just play this Sunday, have fun, but I have no idea about that, though.
The Steelers have to win, and then they have to have some other things fall into place for them to make the playoffs. Do you guys care? Do you guys – I mean, do you think that you can rally around the idea of being a spoiler or anything like that?
It's not about being a spoiler, just the fact that we just, like I say, want to go out and end the season the right way. You know, more importantly, like I said, you know, Steelers, like I said, they after the bye week, they've been a different football team. You know, since that bye week, they rallied and been playing very well. So, you know, it's we understand the challenges that we're going against, but for us as a team, you know, our challenge is against ourselves for the aspect to go out and play well and finish the year right.
Is your dad the guy you go to kick you in the butt?
Yeah, he's the guy I go to give me that little extra boost that I need. That's what's my Christmas gift. So I said, I really don't want a Christmas gift just to get a W, you know, just to end the season the right way. That'd be the only Christmas gift I really appreciate.
What's your dad's name?
Larry.
Jason, assuming you are back next year, would you just look at it because of the way Brian finished, that he would probably be the starter? I mean, he lost his job because of an injury, so I mean, you think that might be the case?
Yeah, I've been in those shoes before. You know, you lost your job due to injury, and like I said, you know, utmost respect for Brian, and you know, if they decided to draft the guy, utmost respect for that guy too. You know, but at the same time, you know, whatever situation, whatever my role is when I'm here, you know, I'm still gonna compete at the same time. But you know, I do everything I can to help whoever it is, and like I said, so you know. It's hard to predict, you know. Like I said, Brian, you know, he came in when he had his opportunity in the games he played, you know, 2-3 games he played, you know, he did good. And, you know, that's not to take anything from him. So, you know, like I said, it's tough when you lose your job and injury. It's tough when you're not, you know, not able to see what you can do down the stretch or and things like that. But, like I said, I got a chance to play. You know, I've had a lot of tough teams on the schedule, the part of the games I've been able to play in. You know, there hadn't been any games out there to just – all right, this team, you know, all of them have been very competitive and tough teams to go against. So, like I said, does that stalk me as anything? No. You know, if I start off from ground zero, I'm competing my butt off.
When
you look at Josh, does he still have to develop that week in, week out consistency?
Like I say, he's still a receiver, you know, that's learning on the go. Like I said, he's had some outstanding games this year. Like I said, there's still some things he can continue to keep working on, continue to keep improving, and it really, you know, sky's the limit for a guy like him. You know, how good can he really be? And, you know, just talking to him, that's the challenge I would have for him to himself. You know, how great you want to be, because he has all the ability. And like I said, week in and week out, you know, he's putting up numbers. And like I said, we talked about last week's game. I said, man, every player has those games. I was like, but you just can't get stuck on it. You know, just, you know, bounce back this week and go out and, you know, perform in practice and move on and just challenge yourself to be that elite receiver that you want to be.
When he has a game like that, like last week and the week before, and he's kind of, you know, your star receiver right now, do you think that you kind of let that get to you a little bit, that your guy was off?
Well, I think at times, you know, you just want to try to make sure you're trying to be perfect to put it right where you want to put it or something, you know, just make things a little easier. At the same time, like Coach said, you can't do that. You just got to play, you know, just play the game. And like I told Josh, he had a great stretch of games there. You know, he broke all kind of NFL records and everything. And to have that kind of game week in and week out, you know, is, you know, you don't see that all the time. You know, that's just something that happens. But I told him, no, just finish the season out the right way. Let's do this together and move on.
Hey, Jason, you've taken snaps from a lot of guys. Where does Alex Mack stack up?
Alex is a really good young center. He's very smart. He's a physical guy. Anytime you talk to other opponents, they always mention his name. They always be like, man, that center y'all have, you know, he's a tough guy. And, you know, I think that's just a matter of respect that he has around the league. So, you know, a tremendous amount of respect for him.